Arla, Parak Aleph Mishnah Hey. Ilan Shenakar Uboy Brecha, a tree that is uprooted, and this tree had a propagation done where one of the branches or vines of the tree went into the ground. We discussed this in Mishnais in Kilayim. V'hu chaya mimena. And this branch that was stuck under the ground, when they did a propagation, they would basically dig into the ground, like the Rav says, and they would bend the branch into the ground. And there's a picture, a diagram below that I drew. And then it would come out from a different part, and it would grow from there, grow fruits from there. So in this case, the Mishnah is discussing where the Elon, the main source, the main tree, was uprooted. Now, the way that we look at this propagation that then comes out of the ground and then produces more fruits, because this little propagation that it's under the ground, it partially gets its nourishment from the ground and also partially gets its nourishment from the tree. Nevertheless, if it's getting its sustenance from the tree, we look at it as it's coming from the tree. And if the tree already had 3 years of life, so you would not be chayev. However, in this case, since the tree was uprooted, the Mishnah tells us, Chazra haskena liyos kebrecha. So now, even the older tree, meaning the tree itself that was uprooted, and like the picture shows, it now becomes just like the propagation that the Isser of Arla is on all of them. It's like the whole thing was uprooted. And you count the 3 years from now. Hivricha shana achar shana. What if you did this year after year, meaning you propagated the branch or the vine into the ground, and then it grew, and then the next year from what grew, you then took a branch from that and then repropagated that into the ground, year after year. Vinifsika, and any of them became detached. Let's say one of the middle ones, like the Tiferes Sol explains, becomes detached. Mina mishasha nifsika, so you count all the ones that were getting its sustenance from that, or from there and on, you would count the years of Arla from the time that it's broken, and they would be chayv and Arla, and you would not be able to eat from the fruits. Next case, sipuk hakfanim. In this case, the Rav explains, and there's just a picture below on this too. Now there's brecha, or hivricha, which is propagating, and interesting, it's the same letters, but here kiva, the resh and the chaf, are switched around, and that's grafting. So what you do here, by sipuk hakfanim, is you take a branch that's too short, and graft it, or a vine that's too short, and graft it into another vine, like I drew below. And when they're grafted together, they're also, I guess, a little stronger than just one vine, because now you have two that are grafted together. The sipik agabi sipik, and if you even add a third party to this, you add another branch to it from something else. Afal pi shehevrichen ba'aretz mutter. Even though you took all of them, and you were mavrich into the ground, you propagated into the ground, it's still mutter, because they're all connected. And since the main tree had already its 3 years, so this is also putter. Rabbi Meir amir makam shekoicha yaf mutter. Makam shekoicha ra aser. Meir says it depends. If the grafting, it seems the Rav says we're focusing now on the vine, let's say, that you put into the ground, that part. If that is very strong, and the strength here is actually the strength to receive, to pull, the strength to pull the sustenance from the main vine. If that was strong enough to pull it, so it's mutter. However, if it's not, then it's separate, and it's only getting its sustenance from the ground, and then it's usser, and it has to look at from the time that it was put into the ground, not from the time that the original tree, the original vine, was in the ground. V'chein brecha shenifsika v'himalaya peiris, and also if you have this propagation that became detached from the original vine, or original tree, and this brecha, this offshoot, had already produced fruits. So the fruits, you can, if you would cut it right now, like the Rav explains, you can eat all the fruits, because there's no arla, because it was attached to the original tree. However, if after you cut, it was detached from the original tree, it now grew more fruit. So if the fruits, or the fruits that were already there actually, grew more than 1/200th of its size, because that's the size that Arla assers, so then these fruits become usser, because now there's more than 1/200th of isser in these fruits. And the same halacha obviously would be the Rav explains, if you had a tree that had fruits and you uprooted the tree, so those fruits would be mutter right now. But if you then replanted it, the same tree, and then it started to grow, those fruits got a little bit bigger. If it's 1/200th, then it's asr.